Have you ever looked at your hand, really looked at it, and wondered where it came from? Not in the, my parents gave me this sense, but deeper. Why does it have five fingers and not six? Why does your wrist bend the way it does? Here's the unsettling truth. The answers lie buried in Arctic ice, locked inside a 375-million-year-old fish. In 2004, after 6 grueling years of searching frozen Canadian wastelands, paleontologist Neil Shubin unearthed Tiktaalik, a creature with scales and fins, but also a flat head, a neck, and something jaw-dropping, wrists. This wasn't just another fossil. It was a mirror reflecting our own anatomy back at us from deep time. When Shubin brought it to his son's preschool, children immediately saw what scientists had predicted, something that was both fish and not fish, a creature caught mid-transformation. What Tiktaalik revealed goes far beyond evolutionary curiosity. It's a roadmap to understanding why our bodies work the way they do, why they break down in predictable ways, and why a hiccup, a hernia, or a torn knee connects us to creatures that swam in ancient seas. Your ability to do a push-up began 375 million years ago in predator-filled streams. When Shubin's team examined Tiktaalik's fins, they discovered bones arranged in the one bone, two bones, many blobs, digits pattern, defining every limbed creature. Inside that fin was a primitive wrist with functioning joints. Tiktaalik could bend its elbow and flatten its wrist against the ground. It could do push-ups. Why would a fish need this? Ancient streams swarmed with predators up to 16 feet long. Rather than compete in this aquatic arms race, our ancestors escaped the water. Those powerful chest muscles and flexible joints allowed Tiktaalik to navigate mudflats and shallow ponds, exploiting marginal habitats where bigger predators couldn't follow. This wasn't just adaptation. It was the blueprint for everything after. The rotation of your thumb, the orientation of your knees, your ability to walk upright, all evolved from components first appearing in fish fins. When you reach for coffee or type on a keyboard, you're using architecture perfected by creatures escaping prehistoric predators. While Shubin froze in the Arctic, his colleague Randy Don injected shark embryos with vitamin A, an experiment that revealed how bodies are built. Every cell contains identical DNA, but a skin cell looks nothing like a brain cell because of genetic switches that control which genes activate. Scientists discovered sonic hedgehog, a gene controlling finger formation. When it malfunctions, hands develop extra fingers or uniform digits. Randy's breakthrough, activating sonic hedgehog in skate fins, produced mirror image duplications, like chicken wings. Inserting mouse sonic hedgehog into skate embryos made fin rods differentiate exactly like mammalian fingers. The connection between fins and limbs wasn't structural, it was genetic. Evolution didn't invent new genes to create limbs, it repurposed ancient tools existing for hundreds of millions of years. The same switches patterning shark fins helped build your hand. Every tooth in your mouth is a time capsule. Teeth are the hardest structures in your body, packed with hydroxyapatite crystals that preserve beautifully in fossils. Between 225 to 195 million years ago, reptile-like creatures with multiple jawbones and continuously replaced teeth slowly evolved into mammals with precise tooth-to-tooth occlusion and single-tooth replacement. But teeth evolved before bones. 500-million-year-old fossils called conodonts, mysterious objects that turned out to be ancient jawless fish teeth, reveal that teeth didn't evolve to protect animals, but to eat them. This triggered an evolutionary arms race, where prey developed armor and predators developed stronger jaws. The most unexpected revelation lies in how teeth develop. They form through an interaction between two skin layers that fold together and secrete proteins. This exact same developmental process creates all skin structures, scales, hair, feathers, sweat glands, and mammary glands. The genetic switches active in tooth development are largely the same ones that create breasts. Without teeth, we wouldn't have the biological machinery to nurse our young. At 2 a.m. during medical school, examining a bisected human head, Shubin realized why cranial nerves follow such chaotic paths through our skulls. Compare them to sharks, and order emerges. Between days 23-28 after conception, human embryos develop four swellings called gill arches around the future throat. The first arch forms your jaws and two ear bones. The second creates another ear bone and facial muscles. The third develops swallowing structures. The fourth forms your larynx. Each nerve follows strange routes because it supplies structures from its corresponding arch. These embryonic arches correspond exactly to gill slits in sharks and fish. When they don't seal properly, branchial cysts or vestigial gill cartilage result. The bones that help sharks extend their jaws, they became your stapes, the tiny ear bone enabling hearing. Structures supporting shark jaws evolved for swallowing and sound detection. Even headless filter-feeding worms called amphioxus possess gill arches with cartilage bars. The basic blueprint for your jaws, ear bones, and voice box exists in these humble creatures. True bodies differ from bacterial mats through interdependent, specialized parts working as a unified whole. Despite continuous cellular turnover, your skin cells completely replace themselves, bodies maintain persistent identity. For 3 billion years, only single-celled microbes existed. Then, around 600 million years ago, bodies suddenly appeared across multiple lineages within 40 million years. The puzzle? The molecular tools for building bodies existed long before. Choanoflagellates, single-celled microbes, and our closest microbial relatives already possessed genes for cell adhesion, communication, and collagen, though used differently. Bodies likely arose as defensive adaptations against predators. The molecular rivets microbes used to attach to prey became repurposed as cellular glue. Experiments confirmed this. When single-celled algae faced predators, they formed multicellular clumps within 200 generations and maintained this form even after predators were removed. Bodies require significant energy, particularly those with oxygen-dependent collagen. Rising atmospheric oxygen about a billion years ago, combined with existing molecular tools and predator-prey pressures, created perfect conditions for this biological revolution across life's three. Your swollen knee, hiccups, and hernias aren't malfunctions. They're evolutionary trade-offs. We're fish bodies retrofitted to walk upright and think. Hiccups occur because nerves that once traveled short distances to fish gills now make convoluted journeys through our chest, making them prone to spasms. Hernias exist because male mammals need external testes for temperature regulation, requiring gonads to descend from their original position near the heart, creating abdominal wall weakness. Our flexible throat walls enable speech but collapse during sleep, causing apnea and choking hazards. We weren't designed for desk jobs, processed foods, or living past 80. Our bodies evolved for constant movement in ancient oceans and savannas. Today's sedentary lifestyle creates a collision between past and present, manifesting as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and stroke. Understanding this history reveals why our bodies break down predictably and how we might prevent these ailments. The answers to our medical questions lie within Earth's humblest creatures.